This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. There's still a chance that Major League Baseball will start up again this summer amid the COVID-19 pandemic, but one league here in New England will not be taking the field. On Friday, the board of the New England Collegiate Baseball League announced the cancellation of its season, and that means the Vermont Mountaineers in Montpelier and the Upper Valley Nighthawks in Hartford will not draw fans to their fields this summer. The Mountaineers actually called off their season 2 days before the rest of the league did, and here to talk about that is the team's president and general manager, Brian Gallagher. Brian, hi.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Good. So first off, what went into the decision to pull the plug on your 2020 season?
Yeah, we have a great board of directors, 13 folks from the community, and we looked at everything and said, you know, it just doesn't make sense to bring in almost 40 players and coaches and many of them from the hot spots in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, to our community, which is doing a really good job of keeping things in control. And if we had a spike in central Vermont because of us before schools were starting in the fall, and we didn't want that, and we didn't want to bring any risk to our host families or fans.
Yeah, and just for context, these are mostly college players coming from different parts of the country to play here for the summer, right?
Yes, they're basically the highest caliber college players in the country. We're the number two league in the country after the Cape Cod League, and we have been for many years. And these players come here to be noticed by professional scouts and to get drafted the following year.
Well, in terms of those players who won't get the opportunity to play this summer, I mean, are there other options for them to stay in shape, to stay up to speed with baseball if they want to continue pursuing this?
Yeah, I think many of them are doing that on their own as it is. But again, a lot of them haven't played all spring, so I'm sure they're pretty rusty. Although many of them hopefully will get a chance if there are certain leagues that aren't the same caliber, but maybe in different areas of the country that are opening up a little faster. Hopefully they will get, you know, a chance to prove themselves there. The good news is I believe the NCAA is giving them an extra year as well. So if they decided to come back next summer and to play next season, that would be an option for them to be noticed.
And the plan is to come back in 2021, is that right?
That's correct. This would have been our 18th season, and we're certainly, you know, looking forward to next season, and we're going to do a little bit of field improvements over the summer with our volunteers and make that as nice as possible so that when we get ready for next year, we're raring to go.
Well, I'm just curious, you know, missing a season, will that have a financial impact on the Mountaineers and more broadly the NECBL in terms of your ability to come back next year?
I think for us it will be okay. We really work hard to raise funds, and we put a lot of money into the field, and we've been very financially smart about not overspending as far as the field improvements. As a nonprofit 501c3, all the money we raise goes back into the field and to the programs. We did have a few fixed costs this year. We had a new mascot suit, which they're fairly expensive, that we ordered, and bats, balls. We do have to pay those bills off. But, you know, I think we've set ourselves up where we'll be okay going forward as long as the sponsors can bounce back and continue to support us next year.
Finally, Brian, this isn't for your team, but more broadly in baseball in general in Vermont, the fate of the Lake Monsters in Burlington appears a bit uncertain. There's been talks that Major League Baseball could cut back on the number of minor league teams, and the Lake Monsters might be one of those teams that gets cut. I'm wondering if you have thoughts on what losing that team would mean for the Mountaineers and for baseball in this state in general.
Well, I certainly hope that doesn't happen. We're, you know, we've always been very good, friendly connections with the Lake Monsters. And many times when our players move on to professional baseball, their first step may be the Lake Monsters in minor league baseball at that level. So we don't want to take opportunities away from players. And the more they shrink teams and lower the number of people they take in the draft, that's only going to hurt baseball in Vermont as well as around the country.
Brian Gallagher is the president and general manager of the Vermont Mountaineers. Brian, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Henry. Appreciate it.